The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Daf is being studied. Lailu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanichanu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Ashelema Miki ben Jamie. And Narfalano, the Nefesh of Fuataguf. Fuatam Kirubal Amor Vechen Yerasom. When Omar Amen, we're on Daf Lamed Bet. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, and we start with a quote from the Mishnah. Ha'olchim the Tarfut. So those that are going to the Tarfut, that's the house of the Avodah Zarah. So if you catch them on the way there, asud laset vilatet emmahem. So you're not allowed to do business with these people over there. We said that they're coming back from the Tarput, when they're coming back from the Bet Avodah Zarah, you can do business with them. So you want to say, Amar Shmuel, Oved Kochavim, Olech the Tarput, Oved Kochavim is going to the Tarput, that's the Bet Avodah Zarah, we call it Tarput, Menashu Bet Turfa, which is the place of the nakedness of a person, which we call the Avodah Zarah in a derogatory term. So it says, Bahalicha Azuk, on the way there, it says to do business with them. Why? Because he's going to make some money. What is he going to do? He's going to right away go to the place of Avodah Zarah and thank the gods of the Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, that he made this profit. Bahazara mutar. But on the way back, it's mutar. Why? Mai dahava hava. What was. He's not going back. That's it. Now he made some money. He's not going back to thank the Avodah Zarah. Israel Olech Tarfut, but a Jew that already became an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he's going to the Tarfut, he's going to the Bet Avodah Zarah, Bahalicha Mutar, Dilma Hadarbe, Velo Azil. Okay, on the way there, he might change his mind and not go. So therefore, on the way there, you can conduct business with him. Because even if he makes some money, you're not certain that he's going to get to the Avodah Zarah. Because he's not allowed to go to Avodah Zarah. He might change his mind. He might make teshuvah before he gets there. However, Hazara Asur. But once he goes, now you catch him on the way back, you can't conduct business with him. Why? He left already. The Gemara says a very important semara. Kevan de Abikba. Since this guy's attached to the Avodah Zarah, Mahader Hadar Azil. He'll go back. Which means, sometimes, the Jew becomes more religious than the goy that's doing the Avodah Zarah. The goy that does the Avodah Zarah, once he finishes, he comes home, he's not going back. But the Jew, he wants to show, he really goes by the Avodah Zarah. So even on the way home, if you do business with him, he might reverse and go back and give thanks to the Avodah Zarah. That's the Sevara. The Me'iri says like this, Yehudi she'avar ve'avar avodah zara mekevan she'tchavruto avodah zara yidavar chadash b'shvido. Since this is a new lifestyle for him, na'aseh adukba, he becomes attached, he falls in love with it. Afilu yoter mechavera ve'akum, even more than the goy then does it. So therefore he might walk back. So Gemara says, we have a question. Ve'atanya Yisrael ha'olech letarput, a Jew that's going to the Beit Avodah Zarah, ben bahalicha, ben bahazara asur. This brightness is even on the way there. It's forbidden. So Amar Rav Asher ki tanya hi bi Yisrael mumar. Where the guy's a mumar already, he's doing it. It's not his first time he's going to the Beit Avodah Zarah. The guy's already a rebel. The vaday azir. He's definitely going. We don't suspect that he might turn back and make the shuwa. The guy's a mumar already. So therefore you can't even do business with the guy on the way to the Bet Avodah Zarah. Taru Rabbanan, Oved Kochavim Aholech Liyerid. Okay, the guy's going to the Yerid. That's the market for the Avodah Zarah, where they sell Salim and all this different type of stuff. You know, where all the people of the Avodah Zarah, they go to this market. So Ben Balicha Ben Bahazira Mutar. You can do business with him, whether he's on the way there, or even on the way On the way back, I had no problem. But why can you do business with him on the way there? So Gemara will explain. I mean, he's going to take your money, he's going to go buy a pesa with it. Why should you be able to do business with him on the way there? Now, Yisrael, Olech Liyarid, a Jew, on the way to the Yarid, Balicha Mutar. On the way there, it's Mutar to do business with him. Bahazara Asur. But on the way back, it's also Asur. So whereas a Goy, Ben Balicha, Halicha, Ben Bahazara is Mutar, when he's going to the market. But the Jew, going there is no problem. But on the way back, you can't do business with him. What's the Sevarot over here? So the Gemara says like this. Well, look at the top of the Rashi first. Rashi sets it up. Yarid, Shuk Shel Avodat Kochavim. It's the marketplace of the Avodah Zarah. Miu, Oved Kochavim Ki Azir Eschora Hu Dazir. The Goy, generally, when he goes to this market, he's going to do business, not to do Avodah Zarah. So, Maishina Yisrael the Bahazara Asur. What's the reason when the Jews coming back from the market, why is it Asur to give him business? The Amre, Avodat Kochavim Zavim. Deme Avodat Kochavim Ika Bahadeh. He must have went to the Goy market. Why? To sell a pesel. Was that a pesel? Why else does the Jew go to the Goy market? Probably as a, you know, an idol. He sold it. He got money from the idol. Now that money is asur. Just like the pesel is asur, any proceeds that come from the Avodah Zarah is asur. So you can't do business with him on the way back because the money that the Jews carry is Avodah Zarah money. Similarly then, Oved Kochavim Nameh. Nema Avodat Kochavim Zavin, Deme Avodat Kochavim Ikabadeh. Why are you saying the same thing about the Goy? The Goy went to the market. He must have sold an Avodah Zarah. That's why he went to the market. He got some money. Now you're benefiting, you're doing business with him, and you're taking money of Avodah Zarah. Ela Oved Kochavim Amrina, Gilima Zavin, Hamra Zavin. Goy goes to the market. He sells Gilima, he sells clothes. He sells his hamor. Sometimes hamor is wine. Sometimes hamor is
a donkey.
But it makes more sense it's a donkey over here. However, Yisrael nameh nema imur gilima zabin hamla zabin. So say the same thing about a Jew. That the Jew went to the market. Who says he sold the idols? Maybe he went to the market to go in to sell them clothes, to sell them a donkey. Why would he have to go to the Goy market to sell them a clothes and a donkey? He would sell them in the regular market. The only reason why a Jew goes to the market of the Goyim is because he has product for them. And what's the product for them? The idols. Goy goes to the market, he goes to the market, I don't always sell idols. He goes to the market of the Goyim, it's their market, he sells them clothes, he sells them regular products. So on the way back, you could conduct business with the Goy, because you said probably the money in his pocket is coming from regular products that he sold. But when a Jew goes to the Goy market, Mr. Mai is specifically going to that market to sell them their item. And what's their item? Nazara. So therefore the money that he has in his pocket is money from proceeds of the Avodah Zarah. Therefore you can't do business with him. Okay, why he explains it over here is from the Ritba. Nubihinam mishari, from a business standpoint, kedai limkor biyarid shel Avodah Zarah rak sorche Avodah Zarah. From a business standpoint, it's better, more profitable to sell in their bet Avodah Zarah, in their market, Avodah Zarah items. Hanim karim sham biyoker gadol, because you get a better price over there. Mashen kel shar hafatzim, mashen regular products like clothes, donkeys. You got to transport them all the way to their market. You're not going to make so much profit. It's going to cost you too much money to transport the goods. Then you're not going to get the right price. It's better to sell it in the regular your place at home. Now
Soher
akum eno choshesh lekach. He don't care. V'u mevi sham mechilat la'asim kugtarit v'hamur kedel lirot be'enav. Which means he wants to go see Avodah Zarah over there at the marketplace.
Didn't Rashi say their main purpose was not going to see Avodah Zarah?
No, she just said over there.
The main purpose was to.
And she didn't say anything. He's going for business, but he wants to go see Avodah Zarah. It is a marketplace of Avodah Zarah. So he says, so the Goy, bottom line, he kills two birds with one stone. He'll go sell his products, and he goes over there. He sees the Avodah Zarah, that it's worth it. It's kedai. But a Jew is not going there unless he's selling their goods. He's not going to say, well, he don't care to see the Avodah Zarah. If he's selling a talit, he'll sell it at home. If he's going there, he must be selling them their goods. And therefore, the money that he has in his pocket is Avodah Zarah. Money, proceeds. And the Torah says, Ve'ita chenim kamuhu, that the proceeds of the Avodah Zarah.
So this guy's not like the first guy. The first guy's going to worship Avodah Zarah. This guy's
trying to businessman. He's a businessman. What do you sell goyim in their market? You sell them their item.
He's selling contraband, but he's not a...
He's not over Avodah Zarah, but the contraband's a suit.
Right.
You cannot benefit from any of Avodah Zarah or its proceeds.
So the Maase, it's the same issue.
Right. The issue of it is the proceeds of Avodah Zarah. Goy doesn't sell idols at the market over here. The Jew does. That's the basic point. Comes the Gemara and says... So we said goyim that are coming from Tarput. Back to the Tarput story. Tarput is the Beit Avodah Zarah. On the way back, Habayim from Tarput, Mutarim. Because if you can do business with them, they're not going to go back to Tarput and thank the idols for the business that you just made for them. It's only talking about that each guy is coming back individually. You can't just go alone. But if they come back in groups, asurim, ema da'to lachzor. Seems when you're in a group, so the group, the peer pressure, they go back. They go back to the Beit Avodah Zarah and think, if you catch the guy alone, you're not going back to thank the Avodah Zarah. But in a group, he will go back. The fact that he stayed in the group, what are you staying in the group for? Sounds like they have plans to return. If he's just planning on going home, he'd break up. Just, take a left turn and go home. The fact that he's still traveling in a group sounds like they have plans to go back as a group. So they put it in a group. You can't do business with them on the way home. Okay, now we go back to the jugs of the goyim. Nodot, that's the leather jugs. Kankanehem, that's the clay items. So it's asur, meaning you can't put Jewish wine in there. Why? Because the wine of the goyim is absorbed in those candy. You're going to put the Jewish wine in there, the other wine is going to come out, and you're going to have a problem of yayin esek, or stam yinam, which is going to be asur. Okay, it's balua. And the Gemara says, Talun Rabbanan, Nodot ha'ovde kochavim. Okay, you have the jugs, the leather jugs made out of leather from the goyim. Girudim. They're not covered with zifet. Seems, after the way they make the keli is they make the leather, turn it into a pouch, and then they smear it with zifet. Zifet is like tar. It hardens it, at the on the leather. Like a plate of tar on the item. So it says, girudim, if they're not, girudim is like they're peeled. If they're not, mitzupim with zifet, and hadashim, or new ones, that, they really didn't use them. Mutarim, it is mutar. Yeshanim, old ones. Umzupapin, and the ones that have the zefir on it. Asurin. Okay, old ones are asur. Why? Because they have wine in them. They use them for a long time. And the wine of the goyim is balua inside. Mizupapin is also asur. It seems, once you make the mizupap, it swallows immediately. So one of two items. Old ones that are not mizupap, that are not tarred, since it's old, the wine absorbed inside. Or new ones that are mizupap, that are tarred. It seems once you tar it, the wine absorbs immediately. So the only way is it going to be mutar to use their jugs, is it's got to be new non-mizupap. New non-tard. Then you need two things going for you in order to use their items. Good? Okay, Nashi. Catch up Nashi over here. We have the word Nashi is going to be Gidudin. Garas bedalet. Lehit gared. Bo she'en bem zefet. Bem hadashim. So there's non-tard and new. Mutarim. Right, for the little time that they put the wine in there, it's not going to absorb. Davka leather pouches, but the clay absorbs immediately. That's why the Gemara said nodot, specifically leather items. Yeshanim umzupapin kelomar, or yeshanim or mezupapin, either one, or they're old, non-tarred. Doesn't matter. They're old. The wine was in there for a long time, so therefore the wine absorbed. Or new ones that are tarred. It's also a problem, because the wine is going to be absorbing immediately. Okay, so now the Gemara says another law. Oved kochavim rebeban ve'ebedan ve'natan le'tochan yayin. So what's the guy doing? The beban is, he poured the tar inside the vessel. You see the guy. He's pouring the tar inside the jug. Ve'ebedan, and he tanned it, whatever he did, he worked it. Ve'natan le'tochan yayin. And he poured wine, which means they used to pour wine in the tar. That was part of the process. In the tar itself, they add some wine. V'Yisrael omit al gabab. As long as a Jew is watching the process, eno choshesh, you have no problem, you can use the candy. Now that's strange. You sort of go and pour wine in there. What do I care for Jews watching the process? Bottom line, the goy put his wine in the item. What do I care? So the Jews watch me pour the wine in there. Bottom line, there's definitely wine of the goyim in the item. Amar papachi kamar oved kochavim rebeban ve'ebedan v'Yisrael noten letochan yayin. Ah, it's the Jew that's putting the wine in there. V'Yisrael akher omed al gabav ve'eno choshesh. So long as another Jew is watching the first Jew put the wine in, it's okay. Now, why would you need another Jew to watch a Jew put wine? If a Jew's putting wine in, it should be okay. What do you need rabbinical supervision to watch a Jew put in the wine? So Gemara says, "Ubehad v'Yisrael noten letochan yayin. Yisrael akher omed al gabav lamali." Exactly that question. What do you need supervision to watch the Jew put the wine in? Dilma agafter de menasech beravadate. Because the Jew over here, he's involved. He's preoccupied. He's making sure to put the wine in. So as he's putting the wine in, what's going to happen? The goy that's there, that was fixing the keli, he might pour some wine in there of nisuch. So you need the Jew to watch that the goy doesn't do anything funny. Stay the Jew. I don't got to watch the Jew. I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about that. Maybe when the Jew is doing his thing, the goy is going to come and take a cup of wine on the side and boom, zip it in there, and it's going to be a problem. So you need to watch the goy from slipping in any yayin nesech. That's why you have to watch it. Yeah, not such a big no, but the Jew can get air when you're putting it into the tar. So yeah, you know, yeah, being McPeed, how little to put in, the consistency, so the guy's like this, all of a sudden the guy said, all the Jews gotta do is put a drop in. And he's fainted. So therefore you need the Jew to watch the goy that's gonna. Why would a goy do it? There's a goy, exactly.
Why wouldn't he get rid of him?
The goy is fixing the candy. The goy is the guy that's putting the tar in. The goy is doing all the work. Now the Jew says, okay, you do all the work, but when it gets to the wine, I do the wine. I'll take care of the wine. Don't do the wine. Okay. Yeah. The Jew's putting the wine in there, and the goy is working. Oh, he puts the wine in also. That's the way he does it 100 times a day. So he might just do it as part of his routine. Right. You know, if you put the tar, you put the wine in. So you need the Jew to make sure that the goy doesn't do it. Might not be sabotage. Might just be his hergel, his normal way. Lazvi gives a different understanding. Lazvi damam le'olam kedekamat meikara. Hacha be'idna dekashadele na'asa kezurek mayim letit. He comes along like the first answer. It's talking about where the goy is putting the wine in the jug. So we said, you need a Jew to be watching it. He says, you know what? Even if the goy puts the wine into the jug, at this point, it's mutar. You know why it's mutar? Because it's like putting water into the teeth. Which means when the tar dries, there's no remnants of the wine. The water, just like the water that's in the tar. Do you see any water? No. It becomes mukbal in the teeth. Similarly, the wine that you put in the teeth becomes part of the teeth, becomes part of the tar. And therefore you don't have a problem. There's no taste, there's no nothing. So therefore he holds, there's no issue of the goy putting wine in at this stage. Because where is he putting the wine? He's not putting the wine as storage into the junk. This is an ingredient in the tar. So once it goes in the tar, and the tar hardens, finished, there's no remnant of the wine, and as you said, there's no taste of the wine. So then, the question would be, what do you need supervision then? So what do you have a Jew watch them? If you tell him there's no problem bichlal, what do you have to have a Jew watch the guy do that for? So he says over here, ulidbarav dinesh shelav davka bebekris shelo nagao bichorim ben biyadav v'tiru tov v'ayte el afilu v'shafak lo tochel sepite el esik mamash v'kol makom me'achal shiayin lo odech li'ibud en nesorot tishimus bichli ufi zeh sarich lomar shema shelavdav b'ayte shiyesh sorek shiamid Yisrael al gabav shelavet b'chavim hayro kadesh shiyesh she'enu shofik yayin ahed letoch ha'kli l'achal shetzitana hazefet. Right. After the tar dries, you gotta make sure the goy doesn't add some more wine. That's what you're watching over here. The fact that he's pouring it during the tar stage, no problem. You don't need supervision for that. That's mutar 100%. But you're concerned after the tar dries, now you might add a few more drops to the oil. That's a problem. Because that's putting yain nezik into a tarred vessel. That's going to stay the vessel. So the hashkaha is for after the process. Good? Amar Rav Papi. Shma mina midrab zvid. I can learn from Rav Zvid an interesting halacha. Hay oved kochavim de shada hamra lebim milched Yisrael shari. A goy that pours wine into the salt. It's a salt shaker, a salt cellar. So the Jew pours, the goy pours wine in there, shari. Why? Because it goes into the salt. Just like you told me, it absorbs into the tar, and you don't see it, you don't taste it. So similarly, when he puts it into the salt, it shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara says, no, that's the difference. Matif la'arav Hashem midaveh. Is it analogous? Hatam ka'azil li'ibud. There, when you put it into the tar, it's lost. There's no remnant of the wine. You're looking at tar. Acha lo ka'azil li'ibud. Over there, it gives taste to the salt. Now when you taste the salt, you're going to taste the wine. And therefore, even after it dries, there is a remnant. Therefore, the difference between the tar and the salt. Okay. I get what I tell say.
I have a meaning to think that it would be okay.
They thought that when you're putting something in another item, when you're mixing it in
barrel, when you put it in a barrel.
Tar is like salt, so it burns it. You know, it gets rid of it.
When you put it in a barrel that's dried. Put a barrel.
Oh, that's a suit.
I know, but I'm saying why?
It's a salt, putting in a product. With Havamina, salt is like tar. In the sense that you're mixing the wine to something that's going to absorb it and you don't have any remnant of it. Unless it's wrong. Salt you taste it, tar you don't taste it. It says, Bar Adi Taya. Bar Adi, Arab merchant. Anas Hanehu Zike. Okay, he stole certain jugs, leather jugs, stole them. Merav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, from the rabbi, no less. Rama Behu Hamra. So he put wine in them. Vahadirinu Nihale. And then he returned them to the rabbi. Atashi'il Bimidresha. So he comes to the rabbi to the Bit Midrash. What do I do now? The goy stole my jugs. He put wine in them. What do I do with them? Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiya Kachora Rabbi Ami Alakha Lema'aseh. ממלאן מים שלושה ימים ומערן ואמר רבא צריך לערן מעט לעט. Okay, there's a way to make הגעלה on these kelim. How? Pour water into the jug, leave it there for 24 hours, empty it out, pour water again, leave it there for 24 hours, empty it out, do it a third time, and that'll extract the wine. And now you could use it. So that's the way you kosher the kiddie. Okay. Savur mine hani mile didan, which means when they heard this halacha, they said this only applies to our vessels. Which means this vessel originally was Jewish, belonged to the rabbi. There was kosher wine in there. And then what? The goy stole it and added his wine over there. So since already there was kosher wine originally in it. So therefore, how much goy wine went into the jug over here? Yeah, not so much. So in that type of vessel, we held that this hagana would work. But maybe when it's a goy jug from the beginning that absorbs all the non-kosher wine, could be it's going to be asur, it won't work. Doesn't matter. whether it's our vessels or their vessels, this form of Hagalah works. Now you got to leave it in for 24 hours. Once you leave the water in for 24 hours, so it starts to polet, it starts to draw out the wine, and then you empty it out, you do it again, you do it three times. The rabbi thought to say like this, this will only work to leather that doesn't swallow so much. Aval kankanim lo. Kankanim are earthenware that swallows and absorbs a lot. Maybe this idea doesn't work. Doesn't matter. This item will work whether it's on leather jugs or whether it's on the earthenware jugs. Now the Gemara gives us another halakha. Tanur banan kankanim. That's made out of earthenware. Shelom deku kavim hadashim. If they're new, if they weren't used, girudim, and they're also non-tarred, mutarim. Right, because they're new, so there's no wine in there, and they're tarred. They're not tarred, so the water really the wine doesn't get absorbed so much in there. So therefore, if the goy did put wine in it, you'd see it. Again, since it's not tarred, you'd see if the goy put wine. You see a new vessel. So you know it's clean. There's no remnants. You don't see any stains of any wine in there. So you know it's mutar. However, yeshanim, if it's an old one, the old one, you see it. You see the stains of wine in there in the keli. Umzupapim. Or even if it's, you don't see anything, but you see it's tarred. Now, if it's tar, you're not going to see any wine stains. Because you just see tar. But what's in the tar now? Wine. After it's dried. And if you have a problem. Asuri. Because such a type of keli absorbs a lot. Once you put the tar on it, the kli absorbs. And just because you don't see it, there's no ra'aya that's not there. It's just absorbed already in the kli. Therefore, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. Yeah, that's the halakha. Oved kochavim noten l'tochan yayin. Okay. If a goy, let's say, put wine in these vessels, Yisrael notin letochan mayim. There's a way to kosher it. So you get the old vessel of the goyim, or the one that's tarred. What do? Hagalah 3 days. Right? Water 24 hours at a shot. Empty it out, put more water in it, make your hagalah. You're okay. Just like we said above. Which means, the advice that we just learned in the Gemara applies to this case as well. Oved kochavim noten letochan yayin, Yisrael noten letochan sir umurias ve'enu hoshesh. Aha, new way to kosher it. You could kosher the barrel or the jugs of the goyim with fish brine or with the innards of the fish, the murias. How's that going to work? It's very powerful, this fish brine. Kandere, what happens is, it burns it out. So therefore, either you can extract it out with the water, like I'll have 3 days, or put fish brine in it, and let the fish brine go in there and burn the wine out. Okay, so that's the second way to kosher the candy. Doesn't say how long you have to keep the fish brine in there. What would you say? Some say even a little. Yeah, some say immediate. Some say you need 24 hours. Look at Ishonim. Some say you got to do three days also, 24 hours. Different opinions on that. Ibai Yelihu, you want to ask a question. L'chatechila or b'di'avad? Okay, what's the question? That what you told me, you put the fish brine in, is that l'chatechila or b'di'avad? What's the question? You have a question if it's the Chataila? The Braita's language was Yisrael noten letochan zir. That's the Chataila. The Jew put zir in. Don't say im natan zir. Sheila's like this. You can put the zir in. Question is, can you use the zir now? That's the question. Now you put it in the Chataila. Kosher together. I want to eat the zir. Maybe the zir was bolea the ayinesek now. That's the Sheila. Is the zir okay le Chataila? So the Gemara says, Tashema, the Tani that Zvid Baroshaya, Lokel, Kankalim, and Avet Kochabim Hadashim, Noten le Tochan Yain, Yeshanim, Noten le Tochan Sir Umurias, Lecha Techeila. And you will incur no loss. You can even eat the Tzir afterwards. No, Hadashim, you don't got to do anything. Hadashim is kosher. Hadashim, you put your own wine in there. Only on the Yeshanim. No, read good. Read again. Halokeach kankanim and avdeh hadashim notenu tochan yayin. You can put your own wine in the new ones. On the old ones. Ah, exactly. Good. Lechataylah. Okay. Ba'amine Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyam and Rabbi Ameh. Question to Rabbi Ameh. Hey, hazidan lekevshan ha'esh venetlabbenu mahu. You took their old kelim that had the wine in there, and you put it back into the kiln, and you re-fired it up. So does that extract the wine? Is that okay? So Gemara says, I don't understand you. Amar le sir soref ur lo kol sheken. You tell me fish brine burns the wine out. Fire is not going to do as good a job as fish brine. Kol sheken. Of course. You stick it back into the fire, the fire is going to... It burns it out, of course. It's like a libun, which we call it. Okay? Now, the Pharisees say, could be that Yehuda Nesiyah also knew that Kal Vachomer, but he still asked this question. Which means, the question he asked was like this. Sometimes we don't trust you to make libun on a keli cheres, because you're not going to make a right libun. Because you're scared that the keli is going to bust. So that was his question. Do we allow the guy to make a libun in such a case? Because you're going to stick it under the fire, you're nervous, any second the thing's going to crack. So you're not going to leave it in there a long time. So that was his question. Now, can I leave it there for a while? Can I trust the guy that's going to make the proper libun? And he answered him, see, it works, this will work, which means you don't got to worry about the guy worrying about the keli. Okay. Itman
nameh. What's the logic?
What's the logic? We don't suspect that the guy's going to be worried about a keli chayrit, which is a cheap keli, that he's going to worry about that's going to bust. So he's going to do it. It's more kedai for him to take the risk to kosher the keli.
Oh, if he's a kosher,
it's
broke, but he
wants
it.
It's kosher to use it. Right.
It's not his.
Why is that his? Who's he koshering for? Well, he has a keli to have a goy, and has wine in it. I don't pass by keli of a goy of wine. The Avimin Azul, maybe you suspect that he's going to leave it in there, not going to leave it in there long enough. The Avimin says, no, it's okay. Which means like this, you want to say better? I'll say better. To your point, what he's answering him is, you don't got to leave it in there so long. If Tzir does it, so even a little fire will do it. So I'm not worried about your suspicion. But regular hagala, you got to leave it in there for a long time. Then already I don't trust you because it's going to bust by the time it koshes it. Now, Sheikh, if Tzir could do the job, even a little fire can do the job. Therefore, I'm not worried. You'll take it away before.
That's how he wants to take it away.
Right, it's done already. Exactly. Even if he takes it away, it was done already. Maybe that's a good answer. Itman nameh. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ve'amri la Amar Rabbi Aseh Amar Rabbi Yohanan kan kanim shel ovdei kochavim she'azinan lekevshan ha'esh kevan she'nashra zifta mehem mutarim, which means how long you got to keep it in the fire to kosher it? Once already the film of tar starts to melt, like you said, once that happens already, mutarim, it's permissible. Okay, let's give you the shi'ur now. Right, once already you see the tar melting, you know you have to write your Amar Rav Asher Lo Tema Ad Natran. Doesn't have to slide off the tar. El Afidu Refai Mirpa. Right, as long as you see the tar starts to soften, Afagav Delo Natar. Even though it's still on the keli, that's considered enough heat. That's gonna make it kosher. Okay, next one. Kinsa. What's kinsa? You take like wood chips, that's kindling, you stick it into the keli, you're burning the keli from inside with these kinsa, with these wooden chips. Bilihiba, Rav Hanan Ravina, Had Asav, once it's asur. Again, doesn't burn it good enough. Even if it melts the zefet, The hot shari. Now once it's okay. Okay, what's the logic over here, these rabbis over here? Let's get the Sevarot here. One says it's Asur. Why should it be Asur? So he says, it's not like putting it in the back into the kiln. Because you're not getting it from the outside. Can it air in the kiln, when you're putting it back in the fire, you're burning it from the outside and the it's going through the kiln and melting the tar all the way through. It's much hotter. Here you're melting the tar from the inside. It's less heat applied. That's why it's asur. Understand? Much hotter if you have to heat it from the outside. And the other rabbi says no. It's not burning you like the first situation, but it's enough. Back to the fish brine. It's not going to be worse than the fish brine. Just so we said the fish brine works. Heating it from the inside is not going to be worse than putting fish brine from the inside. Also, that's going to burn it out. Okay, Hilchetabot Keman de Asar. So he says like this. Look at that sheet here, very important that sheet, fundamental that sheet. Hilcheta Keman de Asar. Velo damela azinam bekipshan. It's not similar to putting it into the kiln, into the fire. Keman che sekan de bahut. So over there you're heating it from the outside. Adjinish de ziftan. The hedis became very, very hot. Here it's going inside. It melts it immediately. You didn't get it to be boiling hot. We learn from here. You have these barrels of the greens. The barrels would leave the wine in there for a long time. It's not going to be enough to kosher them from the inside. Ben l'sorfan, ben l'tit l'tocham mayim hamim. It's not going to help you to pour water on the inside of the kiln. To make the hagalah, these barrels, you're going to have to pour the water or the fire from the outside. Bedasan bekinsayru be'ur asmo. Koshkim emashu hamimim. Exactly. You think you're going to put boiling water inside? If we don't let you put the actual fire on the inside, certainly something that was heated from the fire is not going to work on the inside. The water is already removed. But if you can burn them from the outside, it's okay. Oh, so he gives you another option. You got to use the option of the 3-day hagalah, where you fill it up with water, 24 hours, empty the water out, 3 days, or leave them for 12 months. Okay, we learned about that. If you leave it for 12 months, you just don't do anything. If you leave the habiyot of the guin for 12 months, it becomes so pagum, the wine inside, so therefore it becomes mutar. Okay, so that's the hagalah that we're learning over here. That's right. Which means you can't kosher these things on the inside. Just like you can't put the fire inside, you can't put boiling hot water on the inside either. Hagalah's got to be done from the outside.
This new boiling water,
which
is a new idea. First, we said
before water. Okay.
Now it's boiling.
It's
another way.
The same boiling water.
Well, boiling water you don't got to do three times for 24 hours. This we thought would be immediate. Kamashwala, it's like you can't put the fire chips inside. So boiling hot water also is not going to work. Ibaya lehu. We have another question. Ba'u liten letocho shechar. What do you want to do? Put beer in there. And then drink the beer. So you want to put the beer in the casks of the goyim that have the wine. So you put the beer in there and you want to drink the beer. Do we say what? The wine comes out, goes into the beer becomes asur. So they can't do it. So the yayin comes out. Shari. Why? The beer offsets the taste of the wine.
The beer.
Putting the beer into the wine barrels now, right?
Maybe to kosher the barrel.
No, you're not kosher the barrel. You want to kosher. You want to drink the beer. So one rabbi says. Asur, When the wine goes into the beer, now you're drinking Yayin Nesek. Other rabbi says no. The beer itself destroys the wine. It's not gonna give a taste over there.
All right, when we say not Yayin Nesek, we know
it's stam yadam, stam yadam, stam, stam, all stam. Everything is stam. Everything is stam. Everything is stam. Okay, so what's this, the logic over here now? What's the logic over here? Now, umnam, bechod dinei Torah dinu, she isur she netarev beheter, ena isur betpatel, ena ken yesh petel pishishim. Exactly. Normally, we're up to the 60 rule. You need 60 against it. Ubchod kedera she beshtu badavar asur. Normally, we say, you don't have 60 against the walls of a keli. So here, you filled it up with beer. You don't have 60 in the eye. I mean, you tell me, don't worry about it. The wine that goes in there, it's okay. How does that work? When I'm coming to Gabriel Yayin, when I'm in the Gabara Shayayin, I'm going to be able to get the wine. I'm going to be able to get the wine. Nifgam miyad b'shat nefilato lemashkesh shebetoch hakeli. Immediately as the wine leaves the vessel and goes into the beer, it's pagum. It goes in pagum. It's not the pshat. It goes in there, good, now you gotta mevatel it. The second it goes in, it becomes pagum. Or because en sur shit be'etel pishishim keneged. Therefore it's not asur. When do you say you need an iron? Milk falls into the chicken soup. It falls in, it's good. I gotta negate it. Here, the second it went into the shechar, it went in pagum already. So I don't gotta mevatel it. Then he says, "On yesh lomar shekivan shemistamshim bekelim elu betzonen bilvad." Everything's cold over here. En hem potim kol kach. When do you say that you don't have 60 against the walls of a keli? That's when you're boiling in a keli, where all the stuff that's in the walls of the keli is coming out. Here it's cold, so in the cold, not everything's coming out of the walls. Therefore, you will have 60. So that's what he's saying. For sure, you have 60. Understand the difference in this answer? When I have a pot of chicken soup, so the walls, now it's empty. The walls have the meat in there, yeah? Now I pour milk in there. Hot milk. By pouring hot milk, it's going to extract all the walls over there. I don't have 60 against it. It's the problem. My chicken here, I'm not pouring hot beer. Cold. So it's not going to extract everything in the walls. And if I will have 60, that's the second answer. Therefore, it's mutar. Okay, one more story. Ravina shari le ravchaya bered rav Yitzchak le mirma beshichrayi. Allowed him to put beer into the casks of the goyim. Azal rama behamra. So he went and he did it. He put wine instead. He gave him a hetet to put beer. He misinterpreted. He made a mistake. And he put wine. Vafilu achidu hashla le milta. He says, okay. He didn't know said it. Why? Ravina shari lel rafchaya bered rav Yitzchak lemirma beshichra. He let him put shechar into the kli yayin of the dveku kavim. So azal rafchaya went rama behamra. He poured wine into the keli. Rafilu achi lo hashla lemilta.
He goes there. I see.
Ah. Meaning, even though he made a mistake, now he's all right. Well, so maybe we should rescind the beer law. He made a mistake. It happened. It's not something you have to be concerned about. That if we matir beer, they're going to come to put wine in there. Akrai ba'alma was a taut. He made a mistake. It's something that we don't have to suspect that people are going to get confused between beer and wine. If you give him a hetir on beer, it's not going to lead to the wine infraction.
Rather, this is
asur. Why? Sure, wine, yeah. Wine is going to be asur. Because wine with wine is not pagum. Okay, it works together. Okay. Stop over here.